Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
Update in the Women's College World Series. Still 2-2 in the bottom of the sixth now. As I said, when Stanford went up 2-0, I said, give me Oklahoma 8-2. It is 2-2, bottom of the sixth. The Stanford Cardinal is at bat. They had first and second, nobody out, but a ground ball back to the pitcher. She throws to third. They get the lead runner, so now still first and second, one out, tied 2-2, bottom of the sixth. Oklahoma with one more at bat in the top of the seventh. If Stanford scores here or scores in the bottom of the seventh, we'll see. But yeah, so Oklahoma on the brink of losing a game in the Women's College World Series. And then they'll certainly come back and win every other game the rest of the way and win by a wide margin. And they'll be the studs. And it'll just be, remember when Stanford beat them that first game? But that is assuming that Stanford's going to come through and get a run here.
I think OU just subbed in their ace on the mound.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, so they might not get, Stanford might not get another base runner. Yeah, so Ball hasn't been pitching.
No.
Now she is. Well, she's like 30-1 on the year.
Is that it?
Although that is,
I don't care about,
that's a one, baby.
She didn't pitch their only loss.
Yeah, I don't really care about pitcher wins. What does she do during the game? Okay. And she wears number 98. That's pretty badass.
I think she's like the top pitcher in the country, if you care about that.
I mean, I don't care about wins by a pitcher. Mm. What's to say she's the top pitcher in the country? Does she lead the country in wins?
I think the lower third graphic said first team All-American when that came up.
Well, it's fine.
That's like, what said it.
Yeah, like because I look at like who's the best pitcher in the country. Well, who leads in wins? That's what I would look at.
What's her ERA plus?
What's her FIP? I need to know the fielding independent pitching. That's what I need to know.
I feel like when you pitch every game, pretty much. Wins, and you pitch like every pitch of every game, wins probably matter a little bit more in softball.
Potato, potato. I mean, you can think that all you want.
How often do they pitch in softball? Because that sounds like she's going back to like 1920s baseball.
They go every day.
You're in the bump every single game.
Underhand's a little different than overhand.
Yes. We were built to throw underhand, not overhand.
Yes.
And so they pitch most of the time, almost every pitch of almost every game.
Yeah. And some are pretty
You have
good.
Like two pitchers.
And if they play for Oklahoma, they're probably pretty good.
That's close.
And we just said, because we can't do play-by-play on the air of that. But I can give you an update. There is now two outs and a runner at first and second.
Oh, he's winning this game. Give me a break.
I know they are. I had them winning 8-2, which can still happen because they can drop a six-burger on the in the top of the seventh.
The cool
thing
is the pitcher for Stanford, the National Freshman Pitcher of the Year, Kennedy is her last name. She's from Topeka High.
How about that?
She is a stud.
Topeka.
Yes.
Let them know. Rise up.
She'll be pitching here.
Let them know. 913-912-4810 is the text line to join us. 913-912-4810. Text line to be a part of the show. Mick, you guys talked about it at KSHB 41 yesterday, and we talked about it in Sunday Sound Off. What do you think we've mentioned a couple times. What do you think the legacy is of Norma Hunt, who passed away yesterday? Late afternoon, the news came down, and early evening. But you talked about it on the sports a couple of times, and then we discussed it at the panel in the Sunday Sound Off.
I mean, look, she was the wife of one of the key members of the Foolish Club, right? That bore the AFL, that led to the merger with the NFL, that led to the professional football that we see today. And she was right there, a part of, such a huge sports fan, right there, a part of all those deals that the Hunt family did for all those years, all those decades. And what a cool thing to be the only woman, and I believe one of only four people that's known to have gone to every single Super Bowl. All 57.
It's amazing.
The Chiefs were only in five.
Yep, five.
Five.
Five. One,
and
two,
a
three.
Big old break between four and 54.
Yes.
It's a big old break there.
It was two, and then there
she
was three.
Going every year.
It was two and three. And she went to everyone, even with that long break from four to 54. Some people would say 50 years, a lifetime.
Some would say that.
I don't know who would say that, but some would say that. My son would say that.
He would. And
strike out.
And I like the first lady of football. I like that title given to her.
It's a great title. I had mentioned that when when the World Cup comes to Kansas City in a few years, it will be the marrying of the fandom of the Hunt family and Norma being right alongside when you bring the Dallas Texans to Kansas City. And part of the AFL, you mentioned the Foolish group, bunch, people. And turning into the Kansas City Chiefs, having a successful franchise, getting Arrowhead Stadium built, maintaining their status in the NFL and around Kansas City, falling in love with soccer and attending the World Cup, bringing the MLS to the country, creating that, bringing an MLS team to Kansas City with the Wizards, and then on into Sporting KC, and the fandom growing in soccer, and in a few years, the culmination of the Hunt family and their two loves will be Kansas City getting to host a World Cup game.
They're a soccer family first.
It's
they
amazing.
Really are. I mean, this Clark played at SMU. I believe his son played as well. And then, you know, FC Dallas with, was the Columbus Crew?
It was
well?
The Columbus Crew, yeah.
And then certainly with the soccer here in Kansas City. They're a... They love all types of football, mm-hmm. but I didn't really think they're a soccer family first. But, I mean, it's in America, right, where the NFL is king, and they're known more for that. But it wasn't just that. He's in the, you know, Lamar's in the Tennis Hall of Fame.
Yes.
It's great, right? He's in, I think he said seven halls of fame. And then I didn't know that, I didn't know two things. I didn't know they were investors with the Chicago Bulls back in the 90s.
That. I didn't know that either. Mm.
And then I didn't know that they brought Worlds of Fun to town. I had no idea.
I found that out. Gosh, when did I find that out? It's been a while. It was roughly 24 hours ago.
Yes, same. I think we're well, right next to each other when we found it out. Yeah,
known about it. For,
Mick, that was your learned. You gave us two already.
Oh, I learned so much this weekend. So I'm good. I've got some others in the back pocket. Yeah.
Got some. You want to give one to Sterling? He found out a couple of hours ago. He's doing learned.
Yeah.
Funniest.
I'll get you.
Also,
I'll get
he's
you learned.
Best.
You need to learn. I get you learned. I get you learned. 3 minutes.
Yeah, I can get you toenail polish on it. I can get you learn to polish on it. You probably don't get that reference.
No,
do you watch movies?
No, he does. He got a reference earlier today in a movie, so that was good. It was a nice.
What movie?
Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski.
Oh, I love the dude.
You need a toe?
I can get you a toe.
You need a toe.
By 3 o'clock.
The rug really tied this room together.
There you go.
Rug Pierce wouldn't do this. All right, 913-912-4810 is the text line to be a part of the show.
Is it Najare, I think, Kennedy? I mean, she dominated 6A softball for 4 years. And that's one of the few state championships played in town, so I'd always go and cover their games at SMSD or over in Lawrence. And
high school
softball was easy for her.
She's been shutting the Oklahoma offense down, so... That ain't easy. And she struck out last seven batters. She struck out four of them. That's pretty good. Texas with a big thank you and exclamation points. I've given up arguing with Bengals fans about Hendrickson working Brown over and over. I was joking about that, you know, Bengals fans excited about Orlando Brown with them when the defense was like, hey, we're playing the Chiefs. Let's attack that number 57 at left tackle. Hey, guess what? We signed that number 57. All fixed. We got it all fixed. But you know what? He's not going up against Trey Hendrickson. So as long as that's not the case, or Jermaine Pratt, or whoever else, you know, because Bill Barnwell was weighing in on NFL Live and saying that the Chiefs offseason, he said that the Chiefs will have a better offensive line this year than they did last year.
Absolutely.
With Juwan Taylor and Donovan Smith.
Yes, they will.
Uh-oh.
We could say, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. There's a...
And
a,
that's this how you wins.
Lead off on the top of the seventh, a double off the wall, hits the top of the wall. I'm sorry, left fielder should have had that. I mean, she dives and hits the wall, but just...
close to play-by-play, what I'm hearing
just,
right now.
No, I'm close. Just... How close is that, Drake? Are we close enough to a play-by-play? What's the...
pretty close.
What's the break there? Like 10 seconds, 15, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, you know, something like that?
Aaron Rowan would have made that catch.
I mean, oh, so she did get some little choppy steps,
yeah,
little happy
left
feet
fielder's
there.
Has got to make that catch.
She went back and looked.
Yep, she was. She got to the warning track and then she sort of choppied and slowed down and then dove and the ball right over the glove.
No, that's just, total play by play.
No, that's color commentary.
Okay,
that's not play by play.
You do that.
I'm doing the.
Yeah, I'll do sideline then.
Oh, I can offer color all day. We got a sideline reporter. We got a color commentary. We just can't have play by play.
We got a guy who brought up Aaron Rowan, and that was glossed over.
Well, why do we need to keep talking about Aaron Rowan?
Yeah, what?
No
one
remembers that catch when he went face first and broke his nose.
When he broke his face.
But guess what? He caught that ball.
He made the catch.
He made the catch.
I mean, how badly do you want a College World Series?
That's what I'm telling you. If you want it that bad.
That left fielder would have gone to high school around here in Topeka. She makes that catch, I think. That's what I'm hearing from this.
I think I told the story about when Xavier came to the NCAA tournament here in Kansas City, Sweet 16, this past year. And we have a Scripps station in Cincinnati. And so I know the guys there, and the Orlando Brown deal had just happened. And I was like, hey, you getting Orlando Brown? He's like, yeah. I go, whoo, like that. He goes, he's really that good, huh? I'm like, oh, no. I go, that's not what whoo meant. That was a different whoo. That was like, good luck with that. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, there's a reason two teams have given up on him. He's like, well, have you seen what we've been dealing with? I'm like, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. But I feel like maybe just kind of temper those expectations.
I think I've said this a lot, and I'll continue to say it. Orlando Brown is somewhere in the middle between what the Bengals think they got and what the Chiefs think they gave up. He's somewhere in the middle from he's the worst tackle ever to we are now going to win the Super Bowl because Joe Burrow will never be touched again with this guy at left
tackle.
What?
He's a good right tackle is what he is. He was a good right tackle for Baltimore. That's the middle.
They are better at left tackle with Orlando Brown being there as opposed to Jonah Williams. What you then, in a vacuum, what you then bring in is the money you're paying him. Did you miss out on other guys that you could have paid to bring in and play if Jonah Williams just stayed at left tackle? Those are the parts of like building an entire team. But if you're talking about left tackle, one position or one player to the next, they're better at left tackle than they were last year.
Didn't he say at one point Mahomes wasn't going to get touched when he got to Kansas City? Wasn't that part of his whole introductory press conference was, we saw what happened in the Super Bowl. Mahomes isn't going to get touched.
It's my job to make sure nobody touches
number 15. Maybe the guy that got Mahomes touched the most.
Got him hurt twice in the postseason this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, win some, you lose some, you know? I mean, just what's the point of going through a postseason with no drama? That's right. What Orlando Brown was here to do. He's like a script writer.
If Mahomes didn't get touched, it's because of Mahomes' mobility.
Right. I'll tell you what, Mahomes around the bases on the home run in the softball game, he looked like the ankle was fine to me.
Oh, my gosh. You should have seen Nick Jacobs was breaking it down. He's like, if that girl, whoever it is, on third base, who's not watching, moves her foot, that is guaranteed of a sprained ankle. I'm like, I don't know. Guaranteed.
I mean, just like, you know, plant the
You guys are very similar. Always worrying about what's next.
It's so weird, man, that I love watching the Chiefs play and I love watching football, but I can't stand when somebody's getting tackled, the feeling that I have until they get up and go back to the huddle. Literally every time. All right, everybody. Okay, everybody's up. Everybody. I feel like the parent of a kid that's like, is he okay? Okay, he's okay. All right, he's okay. It's like every single Chiefs player. Like, is he good? Okay, he's getting up. Okay,
and it stinks. There's tackles like he's not almost every play.
He's not. It really does. Yes, it makes for a tough.
I'd sign up for this.
Makes for a tough viewing experience. Like, is he okay? They move the camera. Why are you taking the camera? I don't care about this guy's close up. I need to know what happened on the pile. They are pulling people off the pile. Is somebody's limb detached from their body? I don't know, but I know that this guy's got blue eyes because we get a close up on his face. He's walking just fine. I don't care about him. Okay, everybody's fine.
You're fine with all the new kickoff rules and everything. When Andy Reid says, you know, it's going to get close to touch football here. You're like, yes, thank you. That's what I want.
About damn time.
Bubble wrap.
As long as it is a Chiefs player that either is being tackled to touch football or having to go tackle touch football. Let's get here so there's less injuries. I just think if you've got the best team, no injuries gives you the best chance of winning.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't need to watch another game and be like, Legarius Sneed is a big key to this game against the Bengals. And on the first drive and the third play, Legarius Sneed is now out for the game with a concussion. All right, fun. Football's fun. Yay. Let's enjoy this one the rest of the game. I'd rather it be just like, you know, hey, the Chiefs won by 30. Cool. That's fun. But Orlando Brown's like, no, you know what? I'm helping the NFL write this script. We got an ankle. We got an issue over here. We got all these wide receivers going down.
I think it was kind of his bad on the play right before the half in the Super Bowl that when
probably I'm just going to assume that you know I have no idea,
but we wanted to see Chad Henne. Chad Henne had to have his moment.
It's a great part of the script. It was a great part of the script, and you know what? If we didn't see it happen, if they wrote that in Hollywood, nobody would have believed it. Nobody would have believed that Chad Henne comes in and goes 99 yards and the first ever playoff and only playoff touchdown he's ever thrown because now he's retired Travis Kelce, then threw into the stands.
I feel like that's exactly the script Hollywood would have written. Yeah. Only he would have done it with 2 seconds left. And then he would have dived at the goal line before the clock hit zero, as if that's a thing.
Yeah.
You've seen that in some football movies?
Yeah.
They think you have to score before it hits zero.
It's counting down.
It's all these actors who have never played sports.
One.
Oh, I got it. Okay. He dives in, and then the clock hits zero. You don't have to. It's fine.
But also,
it can hit zero 50 yards away as long as the play's still going.
Right before he gets there, as he's reaching, you look, and his knee is actually down.
Yeah.
He's actually down, but they don't really care about that reaching over. And it's like, oh, wow, he scored a touchdown. And no, his knee was down. They're going to bring that one back,
well,
guys.
And it's the center who snaps the ball, who's leading the blocks all the way. And, and he has like 5 blocks all the way down. And every time the guy does a backflip whenever he blocks him, right?
And the ball is still in the quarterback's hand, and you're sitting there, that illegal man downfield. That's coming back.
Right?
That's an illegal man downfield.
It's like, you know, why doesn't that offensive lineman block like that more often?
He should.
Why
know,
is
but
it
hey, he got motivated. That's why. That's what movies are teaching us.
Just tanking.
Get motivated. Care more.
Billy
Whoever
Bob,
cares the most wins.
Billy Bob blocked the field goal.
He
put
did.
Me in, Coach Lance. I'll block it. I'll block it. Put me in. And he blocked it. He was right. Why didn't he do that often?
Baseball's my favorite. When there's a dude on the mound who is clearly never played baseball before.
He's always make an edit, right, as he's releasing the pitch to make it look like he's somewhat legitimate.
That thing's going 40 miles an hour tops, and it's like, 103, Coach. What do you think? He's 47 years old. Do we sign him?
Well, I don't know if that arm's going to hold up. He's only throwing 103. That last one was 102. I feel like he's up 104. Let's give him a shot.
Show him the curve.
Show him. Yep. He can hit the curveball. That's right. You know, let's see if he can hit my curve. Now it's first and second, two outs for Oklahoma. Still 2-2.
Kennedy
is top of the seventh now.
She is her.
Yeah. She struck out the last two batters, I believe. And I love that
one popped out to left.
Oh, so a pop out, and then she just struck out the most recent batter. And I love, as I'm watching,
on like
this,
a pitch that was like 7 feet high, but in softball, what's called a rise ball.
Yeah.
It's like,
she strikes somebody out, and she's screaming and yelling at the catcher, like in the middle of the inning. I love it, because in Major League Baseball, the benches would have cleared 7 times by now with her reactions. But you know what?
To be fair, that's a similar reaction that every softball player has after every
out. I know. That's what I'm saying, and it's great. Because in softball, you know what happens when you strike out and the pitcher is flexing and screaming and yelling? You go back to the dugout and you get ready to go hit your next time. You don't get all, you know, pussyfooting and be mad about something, you know, out there by just, I'm upset about this and upset about that, and we need to have people come in and, you know, let's fight.
They haven't found the unwritten rules, though, yet. That's the issue. Once they find the book of unwritten rules in softball, then they'll start fighting.
There's a scroll, I believe, somewhere around Mount Sinai.
Mm. Yeah. Is that where it is?
I think so.
Okay. Cool. Great.
It's in the Bible. It's one of the Thessalonians, I think.
Yeah.
Talks about it.
Should I be mad or should I not? Like, oh, I'm really upset because you struck me out. But I'm going to fight you, but I'm not going to fight you. But I want to fight you, and I want to bring the benches are going to clear. But then, oh, there's a pitching coach in front of me. Well, next time, just don't strike me out and celebrate like that. Or this pitching coach is not going to be able to get in front of me.
I mean,
you know?
If you're the offense,
if you want
a bat flip, then you...
No, I'm cautious.
Then, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be mean.
Fine line between, like, celebrating and taunting, right? I know you're a sports radio guy. You want to bat flip 100 feet in the air.
I do like the bat
karate
flips.
Chop the shortstop as you're rounding second base.
I do like karate chopping shortstops.
Albert Bell would live for that moment. Yeah. I would also say, though, it also depends who's on the mound. Kyle Farnsworth does that. You're not saying anything.
You just tip your cap.
You tip your cap. Fine, Kyle. I'm not going to fight you.
Good job, man. No, that was a great pitch.
Tim Hill does it. Maybe you throw hands. Maybe you're throwing some hands.
Paul Bird.
Yeah.
Amir Garrett, like, he's ready to fight.
Yeah,
Amir Garrett strikes you out and does that. You're like, all right, Amir.
Hey, nice job, man.
Appreciate you.
Amir Garrett, like,
I know this is actually strike two. I'm going to the dugout. It doesn't matter.
There are some pitchers that are like, you know, you hit somebody like, oh, I hope he doesn't get mad here. Amir Garrett's like, I hope he does. I wish he would. Come on out here. Come on. No, I hit you just to see if you would come out to the mound because I want a little action.
Yeah, Amir didn't mean to. He just like a curveball got away from him at 81 miles an hour, but he walks up there like he meant to do
he
it.
Still takes 5 steps closer like, you want to go? Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. No, I'm ready. I'm ready right now.
That was Kyle Farnsworth. That was his game. Was I'm just going to drill you with 98. I hope you come at me. Rec specs. The only guy with rec specs who you didn't want to fight.
Yeah, and just know that there's probably some roid rage going on here. I'm guessing. I don't know. I mean, who knows if that was happening. But, you know, you just got to worry about that, too. You know, do I want to take this guy on and everything pumping through his body? No, probably not. I don't think I'm going to do that. All right, we got Learn Funniest Best coming up. But real quick, as we've watched Brady Singer the last two outings now, is he turning a corner, Mick, at all?
I mean, maybe? It's baseball, maybe? Right? There's so many corners to turn, right?
Maybe.
I mean, you turn one corner and then you can backpedal a little bit, right? And then
if you take four rights, then you're back to where you were.
It's exactly it. It's like,
three rights.
UPS there, and their drivers aren't allowed to take left turns, right? So
just got to take three rights.
Just got to be right. Just right somewhere. Left. We'll get there eventually. So with Brady Singer, we'll get there eventually. I think we always look for these hard turns in the season. There it was, June 4th, right? That's when things changed in his career. It's a 90-degree angle. No, I think it's a little zigzag, this way, that way, and eventually maybe you get there. Although I think last year we thought there was this kind of hard left he's taken, and he's kind of straightened out.
It's been, discouraging the first 10 starts. Last two? Okay. Yeah. Let's see if he can... You know, build on that and maybe get a little more consistent and stack starts on top of each other, which is what, you know, he was able to do last year.
Really the only guy, I mean, pitched great, and Mike Moustakas was the guy that chased him out of the game. Perfect. Right? Got a hit.
Exactly right.
Royals won. Perfect.
Yep. And then the bullpen came in, and Aroldis Chapman looked like Aroldis Chapman. And
Scott Barlow
did. Yeah, Scott Barlow did his thing. It's like, okay, so Brady Singer could be a part of the future.
You got a little comfortable insurance run there at the end, right. Make things a little more comfortable.
So you got
a long ball.
Brady Singer may be a part of the future. Garcia may be a part of the future. And then whoever Chapman and Scott Barlow bring back in a trade. Right. So you saw a number of people that could be part of the future that were all participating in that game. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Do want to remind you, coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, game two of the Stanley Cup Finals. Panthers, Golden Knights. Vegas is up 1-0. That's right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB at 7 o'clock. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Learn Funniest Best next. All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you. Sterling Holmes, Drake, hanging out on a Monday with Mick Schaefer, KSHB 41's Mick Schaefer. As we will get into Learned Funniest Best. Nice weather finally here. And, maybe you've got outside and checked out the roof on your house. Plus, with the weather, with the storms and then heat and storms and wind and tornadoes and storms and heat and things like that can take a toll on your roof. Give Pyramid Roofing a call, 816-966-1101 for a free estimate. You can check them out, pyramidroofingkc.com. Learn Funniest Best presented by Pyramid Roofing. Let's get into the Learn Funniest Best, what we learned from the weekend, funniest from the weekend, and the best from the weekend. What I learned, and Mick, I may be stealing this from you, so I apologize, but you've got 50 different learns.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your best as well. I don't know. What I learned is that Victor Hovland is a really, really good friend. One of the best friends.
I might have that as my best.
Really?
That's all right.
I said. I might be stealing maybe your best. You know what? I'll use a different line.
No. I like this. No. I have two bests. So
I learned he might be one of the better friends out there. He just won the tournament yesterday. A tournament, Sterling, in which you were sitting around watching on the couch while I was fixing a deck. He just won that yesterday. Today, he is caddying for his best friend, Zach Boshue, in trying to qualify for the U.S. Open. 36 holes he's playing today with Victor Hovland as his caddy.
And he just made how much money? Like $3 million yesterday
made
$3
million.
Like that.
Number five player in the world, has made $10 million this year, made three yesterday.
He is coming into his own, man.
And he is caddying 36 holes for his friend trying to qualify for the U.S. Open today. That's pretty awesome. The only bad part about that is they both went to Oklahoma State. Other than that, really cool stories there for Victor Hovland.
I'm telling you, he is he's my favorite Norwegian Oklahoman, basically.
Is there a big group to choose from?
There's probably multiple Norwegian Oklahomans, but probably. Of all of them, he leads the pack.
As he should. Yeah. I have not kept track on what Zach Boshue was doing in his 36 holes today to qualify for the U.S. Open, but maybe when nobody's looking, Victor Hovland can take the shot.
Yeah.
Right on the... That was one hell of a shot. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Why are they wearing the same outfit?
This is so weird. Why is Hovland wearing these shoes that are platformed? It's almost like he's the same height now as Zach Boshue. What did you learn, Sterling?
No lunch break during the show. There's no lunch break. I am very hungry. This is hard. And then every year Kevin Love has made the playoffs, he has made the finals. Mick, thank you for that one.
You know what? Someone's got to learn it to you.
I learned that last night.
So I learned that from Mick during the break. Yeah. Every year Kevin Love has made the playoffs, he's made the finals five times.
Five times. He's played 15 years, made the playoffs just five times. Which is hard to do in the NBA.
Only make it five times? Yes.
Yes.
A third of the time.
Yeah, that's it. When more than half the teams go now to the playoffs of the NBA.
Well, it's actually the first time he's made the playoffs or the finals without LeBron as well.
It is.
So he's got that going for him. So he finally has shed the LeBron.
And did he start from him last night?
He did.
Yeah.
Didn't play a minute in game one, started and played 22 minutes
weird
last night.
How that works. I don't understand, like NBA rotations and stuff like that.
It's a great maneuver by Spoelstra. They got the win. What did you learn, Mick?
I learned that he was still in the league. I learned Udonis Haslem's on a roster.
Turns 43 this week,
Blake
right?
Griffin was playing with the Celtics. Or really not playing, yeah. So I learned about Dame Harriet Walter. Okay. Mm. She is a 72-year-old actress. She is not only the mom on Succession, the English mother of the Roys. She is also the mom of Rebecca on Ted Lasso. So she had two, we're going with Ted Lasso, basically two series finales last week. And both, she might be typecast because she's doling out the mommy issues in both shows, right?
And also English.
And she's very English, mm-hmm. very English. And her hair was a little different, so I didn't recognize it. And I learned that it's the same lady, and she is now on a show called Silo, which is on one of the streaming deals. And Silo, by the way, is one of the like half dozen projects they did on Entourage that ended up becoming real projects, real films, real movies or TV shows. It's like six now.
Medellin,
Aquaman.
Yeah, Aquaman, that's right. Aquaman.
Silo, they did...
are they the same concepts
they
that
are.
They were talking
Silo
about?
Silo was about farmers go underground post-Armageddon world. Yeah.
Wow. Silo, in a ruined and toxic future, a community exists in a giant underground silo that plunges hundreds of stories deep. There, people live in a society full of regulations they believe are meant to protect them. It's on Apple TV. So there you go.
Yes, and my wife watches it, and I saw just a clip the other day, and there was Dame Harriet Walter. She's really coming into her own in her eighth generation, eighth decade there.
I'll start watching this July 1st.
Okay.
The final episode is June 30th, so I'll go ahead and binge that one.
The Great Gatsby was another one from Entourage. And then Smoke Jumpers turned into Only the Brave, but it was the same script.
That's unbelievable.
Did you say The Great Gatsby?
Mm-hmm.
That was a book.
It was a movie, too.
No, wait. A book turned into a movie?
It's a movie, too.
I've never heard of that.
It's a movie.
But they developed the movie, which there might have actually been an old-timey Great Gatsby. But an Entourage, they had the movie, and then... A couple years later, Leo DiCaprio's starring Great Gatsby.
Which brings me to my next question. Is Entourage the greatest influence on Hollywood that we've ever seen of any show or movie in history?
I think it's done in Hollywood by Hollywood people, and they're picking up scripts. They're like, oh, this is in a box. Hey, let's try this.
That's probably
and they
right.
throw it back in the box. And then a couple years later, like, no, let's try to make this.
Okay, that's cool. Why didn't they come up with Ant-Man? They've been really going out of there if it was an Aquaman.
They're like the Simpsons. Didn't the Simpsons predict everything, like Trump president, all this stuff?
Yeah, the Simpsons were great. I mean, that's actually, we're all living a script, just like the NFL. Yeah. Drake, what did you learn?
I learned The Great Gatsby was a book. it was kind of sad, but I learned that Roger Craig died. You know, he was the manager of the Giants when I was a kid. And he was part of one of my all-time favorite baseball things I've ever seen live. It was the summer when I was 14. We went a little family vacation out to San Francisco. I got to go to Candlestick for my one and only time there. And they were playing the Braves. It was kind of a dog of a game. Braves won 1-0, 5-hit, complete game shutout from Zane Smith. But the Giants were desperate to get a run across. They tried a squeeze play. Zane Smith, trying to tag the runner out at home, ended up colliding with the umpire, falling on his leg. Zane Smith was kind of a big guy. Umpire breaks his leg and is unconscious. And everybody's rushing out trying to take care of him. And as they're trying to get him off the field, Roger Craig comes out and he's, you know, arguing with people. And so finally they go over and they wake up the umpire on the stretcher. And from the stretcher, he calls the runner out. and the whole stadium, and there were 4,500 people at this game. 4,500 people boo this umpire as he's being wheeled off on a stretcher. And it's my favorite Roger Craig memory. So we lost him either late last night or early this morning, and they just made me think about that. One of my favorite things I ever saw.
One of my favorite things ever was for six seasons, Roger Craig was the manager of the San Francisco Giants.
Yes.
And Roger Craig was the running back for the San Francisco 49ers.
It's amazing.
They were different people.
It's there are now two outs in the top of the eighth. Extra inning, still 2-2 with this game in College World Series with Stanford and Oklahoma. For those that may have just been tuning in going, 2-2, who's playing? Yeah, Stanford, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, the 1 seed, Stanford, the 9 seed. It is 2-2 in now extra innings, top of the eighth. All right, funniest from the weekend. We start with you, Sterling. What was the funniest for you?
My mom called me and said she won $26 playing poker. I said, oh, nice, congratulations. Who'd you play with? She was at an after party playing with Paul Rudd.
No way.
Yeah, I was like, should have led with that one. And I was like, what was Dad doing? Oh, yeah, he was singing karaoke there.
With who? Ted Lasso.
I was like, okay. And I was in bed reading A Clockwork Orange. I think it's funny because...
Reading The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby. Because, apparently I'm a loser.
So
that's not a learn for anybody.
What's the average pot size for a Paul Rudd poker game, I'm guessing?
And how do you leave there with $26? Yeah. Up or down? Just that.
Either
usually
way,
it's like I lost $400 or hey, I won $650.
Oh, with them, I bet it's a comma in whatever you win or lose.
I walked out of there with $26 in the positive.
She was so happy. I won $26.
Maybe she lost a grand and then won the next pot that had $1,026 in it.
But that would be the lead would typically be like I played poker with Paul Rudd last night. Oh, that is so cool. Did you win any money or anything? Oh, I won $26, but it was so cool. Here's some great stories of what we were doing.
It's only $26. If it's $26, then okay, maybe that trumps Paul Rudd.
Yes.
But maybe even not there, but like $26.
Nice. I won a car. Really? That's amazing. Yeah, Paul Rudd put his car in there, and I won Paul Rudd's car. Okay, well, there you go. There's car, and then maybe Paul Rudd. Oh, and I was also playing poker with Paul Rudd. Anybody else at the table?
She didn't say. I will find more information on this. It was a very quick call, and it not $25. She had to make sure it was $26.
$26, exactly. And somewhere Paul Rudd's going, honey, I lost $26 last night gambling. I will make it up to you because they've called. I can do another Ant-Man movie. Okay, so I think I'm going to be able to get that $26 back. Sorry about that. That damned auctioneer. She got me again. She was talking so fast. All right, Mick, what was the funniest for you?
All right, so Josh and I have this new favorite Twitter account. His name's Jay Kuda. He is a huge White Sox fan. You follow him? Huge White Sox fan, huge baseball fan. He's like a civil engineer who I think just gets bored at work all day, and he comes up with these. Some of his tweets are kind of very interesting, and he'll mine some stats. You're like, wow. And he's very good with Photoshop. And so it's usually in some graphic form. But half the time, he just puts out these no-duh tweets that are epic. And they're so funny. So my son and I, we're laughing for this for like half an hour on Saturday. Most home runs hit in a single game, MLB, single player, all time. He has 48 columns, 50 home runs in a single game by a player. None. 49, none. 48, none. 47, none. He goes all the way down. 9, none. 8, none. 7, none. 6. Here's how it's presented. Finally, he gets to 4, and he lists all like 12, 15 guys that have done 4, and then he gets to 3, 459 players. But he wastes so much with all this. You see, 90% of the graphic is just like, none. Nobody's ever hit 38 home runs
in one game.
And so, inevitably, each time there's always a follower or somebody stumbles upon it and doesn't know the joke. And so somebody wrote to him, "Why did you present it like this?" And Jay wrote back, "Well, I wanted to show that no one has ever hit 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, he gets all the way up to 50 home runs in one game." There's his response right there.
What's his Twitter account?
Jay Cuda, C-U-D-A. It is he did one like White Sox World Series titles in the Paleozoic era, in the Bronze Age, in the modern day. And so it's 0-0 and then whatever they have, 3 or 4.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm going to have to scroll through that. I am now following Jake Cuda.
J-A-Y-C-U-D-A.
Oh, Jake Cuda. What was your funniest from the weekend, Drake?
You know, I always love it when there's a little league home run in the majors.
Runner takes off, and that ball's going to be chopped through the open right side. Margot's going to go to third. They're going to wave him around. The throw comes back to the infield. The runner has scored. Now the throw back into second base goes into center field, and that's going to give Diaz an opportunity, and he will circle the bases.
It's just the Red Sox not playing all that great this year, but I love a good little league home run in the majors.
It's great. Yeah, absolutely. I did love the people that were like, Mahomes didn't hit a home run in softball. He didn't go over the plate. He didn't run
it's
around.
True.
Baseball. It's not a home run.
It is true.
It's not a home run. I mean, jeez. My funniest is, so the Nuggets end up losing. The Miami Heat win. It's 1-1 heading back to Miami. And during the post-game show for the Denver Nuggets, they had a caller that called in, who apparently was a Miami Heat fan that got on the air. Here's how that sounded. You'll just have to take my word for it. It was amazing. And he told a joke, and they laughed, and people were
all
like,
right.
Oh, I hate you.
Let's open up the phone lines at 303-504-0925. Nuggets lose. Carl, damn your eyes, man. Carl, you are next on In the Paint. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, what's up, Nate? Thank you so much for taking my call.
For sure,
man. I wanted to talk about the adjustments that Michael Malone made tonight. I was watching the game from the new Flanagan's by the arena, and the guy next to me, his name's Sedano, he kept saying in Spanish, bistec empanizada con mole y maduro, which loosely it translates to culture chatter is in Denver radio. The Nuggets played like, you coward! Let's go!
Cool, Carl. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
Cool, Carl.
Cool, Carl. So many things about that that I love. One, I have no idea what he said. Two, he did the research to know that Flanagan's was a new restaurant that opened up next to the arena. And then Sedano, George Sedano, is a big Miami Heat fan and done play-by-play for the Miami Heat. Cool, Carl.
Cool, Carl.
Cool, Carl.
Finished with, we appreciate it. They had they still let her know that we appreciate that call.
Also, that was the first call, as he said, we'll open up the phone lines now in the postgame show. Let's bring in Carl. And it's a Miami Heat fan that's trolling the Denver Nuggets postgame show. Also, Terrell Davis was miserable during the game yesterday. Also my funniest. If you guys have not seen the meme now that's going on with Terrell Davis, who's sitting in the stands and was sitting next to two ladies who were Miami Heat fans. And every time something great happened, they would stand up and start high-fiving each other. And there's a meme with Terrell Davis looking like he is in hell with two ladies high-fiving over his head. They're high-fiving each other around him. And he's sitting there just mad.
You can't,
it's mad, sad, Terrell
You can't
Davis.
Pull for a Denver team, can you?
No.
What about a Miami team? That's where Tyreek plays.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Tyreek helped win a Super Bowl. Helped win a Super Bowl.
That
Broncos, by the way, have been very cooperative in helping the Chiefs win Super Bowls.
Bottom of the eighth, still tied 2-2, Oklahoma and Stanford. Stanford, the home team, they are batting in the bottom of the eighth. There is first and second, and nobody out. There is now
letting time pass, time pass, time pass, time pass.
And she wheels and deals. It's a bunt. It's popped up in the air.
It's not what happened. There was an out, though, that was recorded by the pitcher that was popped up to her on a bat that was placed perpendicular to the
I think we parallel.
The ground.
I think we parallel. Yeah,
Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Perpendicular to the ground.
That'd be a weird butt.
That'd be an awesome butt. It's parallel to the ground. Yeah, so it's now first and second with one out. All right, best. We start with you, Mick. Best from the weekend.
Happy anniversary to my parents. Their 50th anniversary. They're on this cross country road trip. They just love to drive. And so on my dad's 50th, my mom's 50th, but on his, he got his 50th state. He got to his 50th state. Anybody want to guess what it was? What state it was?
Montana.
No, close.
Kansas.
Closer to Montana.
Wyoming.
Getting farther away.
Wyoming.
Closer. But I think both these states touch.
Idaho, yeah, I was going to say Idaho. Dang, yeah.
But get this. Nice job. My mom got her 50th 5 years ago, North Dakota. When they got married 50 years ago in 1973, my dad had been to 39 states. My mom had been to 10. And she got 50 5 years before him. My dad blew the ultimate 3-1 lead there. He had the ultimate 3-1 lead that he just blew. That's hard to do. In 50 years, he got 11 states. She got 40 and basically 45.
Yeah. It was a 4-1 lead.
It
basically.
Was.
If, if you're doing the math right now, that's a 4-1 lead.
But it can't be a 4-1 lead.
It was a 3-1 lead, and they were up by 20 in the fourth quarter.
Well, you're playing to 5. You're basically playing to 5 in the series.
One of those best 5-9 series.
First to 5, yeah.
All right, Drake, what's your best?
Well, and then this another Red Sox thing. Joe Castiglione, the play-by-play guy for them, had something happen that happens to you a lot, Jason. Maybe if I'll get it to play.
Hemorrhoids?
No.
Not making 50s.
Still only one out for Jose Siri. Four men have reached base. Two have scored.
It's Jason.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that?
I don't know where
Siri.
That came from. That was Siri.
It
that was.
Was
Siri. Came through on the iPhone. Siri's at the plate. It's I'm not asking you, Siri.
So it's not just you.
Yes, not just me. I'll be talking, and every once in a while, my watch will start talking to me, and it'll be writing everything that I'm saying. I'm like, I don't want people to write what I'm saying. My best was from the weekend, was from last night, actually. Union Station darkened with just the arches and the fountains lit up in red and gold for Norma Hunt. It's really cool scene, picture of that with just all you see is the red arches and then the fountain that was lit up. That was cool that Union Station did that. What was your best from the weekend, Sterling?
By the way, when you say, hey, Siri, or you say, hey, Sterling, a lot of times the Siri will actually light up like this, where I just said, hey, Sterling,
Sterling?
And it shows up, the Siri does. Very obnoxious. Yeah, not
what
fun.
What if I say, hey, Jude?
But hey, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
My best is Casey helped raise over $3 million for Children's Mercy Hospital this weekend, which is phenomenal. Over $20 million raised in the past, 13-ish years now. I just think that's so incredibly cool. They brought one of the kids on stage at the Big Slick, and just the emotion. I mean, there was not a dry eye out there. I mean, I was bawling. Everyone was. It was just such a cool experience. So over $3 million for Children's Mercy, so I'm going to... That was my best.
Yeah, that is a...
Could have been $26 more, but your mom stole it from the kitty.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back, wrap up the... It's not true. Wrap up the show next. All right, thank you, Mick. Appreciate it. Thank you, Sterling. Appreciate you as well. Yeah, both of you.
You should.
Love you, love your show.
Yep.
Yeah, Josh will be back tomorrow.
No.
We think. We don't know. I haven't heard from him in like 2.5 weeks. I saw him at his wedding, and that's the last time I talked to him.
Did he get married or retire?
Both.
Is that a retirement celebration?
He married rich.
There we go.
It's like Corey. Nice. Corey got married and retired.
Everybody in that seat.
It's weird. Right there. You get married and you're done.
Congratulations. Few years, you're going to have a sugar mama.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have a sugar mama?
I learned that. I learned something new today. There we go.
Do you have a sugar mama?
Do you think his car key is going to work? Do you think the card to get into 810? We should switch that.
Ask Drake. We'll see if that's the case. Somebody's trying to take his job. Thank you, guys. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day. Program up next, Stanley Cup Finals, Game 2 tonight.